Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You should probably say.
My God, this morning.
Stop talking about yourself.
No, 15 alarms go off.
Calendar alert.
Calendar alert. What are you doing?
Because you haven't said it. Just
let me speak.
Okay, yeah.
So, 15 alarms going off. My calendar's going off. Someone's birthday. Open up my phone. Ian Wright.
It's not Ian Wright. Oh, it is Ian Wright's birthday.
Yeah. It's Ian Wright's birthday today.
All right.
Another legend.
Should I tell you who else's birthday is?
Tell me.
Kendall Jenner's.
No way.
Do you know who else's birthday it is?
No.
Felipe, our sound engineer.
Yeah. So many birthdays.
Yeah, do you know who else's birthday is?
No.
Anna Wintour's.
Who's that?
Yeah, she's a big fashion. She's head of Vogue.
Bit of Vogue.
She's a bit of Vogue. Charlie Williams, guy at my school, who also was born in the same hospital as me.
Wow.
John Radcliffe Hospital in Oxford.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. Do you know Elsa's birthday it is?
No. Didn't think you'd make it to 38.
You've done well. I didn't think you'd make it.
To what?
To your age.
Wait, so how old are you?
How old are you? 31.
How old are you?
You.
33.
I didn't say that. You said it like I just said it to
you're
you.
You're 2 years older than me.
Oh, yeah.
How's it feel?
Feels fantastic.
You look
very tired today.
Slight, yeah, not the birthday energy I was expecting from
you. I don't know why. I don't know what's happening. Have I suddenly hit 33 and everything's just, instead of everything sags, my brain has just gone, oh, fuck this, see you later.
Your brain is sagging. You need to get some Botox on your brain. They do say that 33 is the age it all goes tits up. So.
Is 33 the new 27?
No, I don't. Where was it? 27?
I don't know.
Why don't we find out?
What did you do last night?
Happy birthday.
Come on, what did you do last night?
I drank tequila last night.
What time did you go to bed?
What was that?
I don't know. I've got blonde hair now. I don't need to go to bed.
That's are you not going to... Yeah. I did this for your birthday.
You dyed your hair blonde.
I want to be you.
You dyed... Do you know the first thing, so you lovely listeners? It's my birthday. Thank you very much. So you're going to...
Happy birthday, Jamie, it's your birthday. Yeah, I've done a little
remix,
it's a souped up version.
Alex has dyed his head. He dyed it for Halloween. Today,
I dyed it for your birthday.
Today is the 3rd November, my birthday, so we're recording today. Saw Alex outside, haven't seen him since Halloween, so haven't seen him with his blonde hair. And he came up to me and went, turns out chicks love blonde hair.
Did not say that.
You then looked in the mirror and went, I am fit. Call me Mr. Good Looking.
Yeah, this is what you do to yourself every
morning. That's what you did.
I'm being you. I'm going to start a confectionery company called Candy Mittens.
Well, that is gloves. Let us eat edible gloves.
Edible gloves. And I'm going to start a podcast.
Yeah.
Called Private tarts.
So hang on. So
you talked about baked goods each week. It's gonna smash this one out of the water.
So you're gonna just start things which are complete competition to anything that I do.
I'm gonna steal your girlfriend.
So anyway, so you're gonna do a podcast about tarts.
Yeah.
You're gonna make a candy company about mittens, and you're gonna steal my girlfriend.
Yeah. What else can I do?
What else can you do?
Become a massive misogynist. don't laugh.
Well, if I don't laugh, then it looks like I'm being serious. He's obviously joking. I'm not a misogynist.
Hey, you're a lovely guy. I love all the stuff you've done to your exes in the past. You were such a kind guy.
Do you know what? You are so much worse than me. Should we get into the stuff that you've done in the past?
Jay, not today. Today is a holy day.
No.
Today is your birthday. Let's be happy.
What was the time?
Positive vibes.
What happened with the time?
No.
Yeah, there you go. Now someone's scared.
I'm not scared.
Yeah, now you're scared.
I'm scared of nothing.
You put your head
I've got blonde hair.
Yeah, exactly.
If you can't find me, I'll be out having fun somewhere because us blondes, we have a lot of fun.
Anyway, it's my birthday. Sophie got me a very lovely... I'm quite a hard person to buy presents for. Like, I'm really hard.
Because I've got everything.
No, I don't have... I would like a house. I would like a... Yeah, but that's something that I don't have.
You're so down to earth.
What do you want for your birthday? Go on, what do you want?
Oh, just take me out for a nice meal, have a chat, you know.
That's what you want. You want company.
Company. See my mates. Not, where's my house?
No, I didn't say, where's my house? I just said... She said, well, you've got... I don't have everything. I don't have lots of things.
Wasn't somebody donate to charity for your birthday?
That's true. But Sophie, what she did, so she didn't know what to get me because I'm quite hard to buy for. And so she made a scrapbook of our whole time together when we first met and everything.
Mm.
Really
was,
liked
was
it.
Was it depressing how much you've aged?
Yeah, I did. When we looked,
no, to be fair, I think you have defied time.
Yeah, I've stayed young.
You've not stayed young.
Yes, I have. I look young.
You've maintained a
visage. I saw a picture of you.
Yeah.
When we were in Croatia.
Was it in Time magazine?
I saw
it. Was it in Forbes?
I saw a picture of you. You haven't aged either. You haven't. You actually haven't. You still look, weirdly, you look young now, but you looked younger before.
So funny how...
It's weird.
It's so funny how things work. So you just said, I looked younger before.
Yeah. No, you look young. You look young now, but you look younger, different young in the other.
Just photo. Remember, I am younger than you. So to you...
Yeah, but
to you, I'm a young goal-getter.
But I wouldn't see you. I wouldn't see you as 31.
You wouldn't be able to see me with your dodgy vision.
It's attacking my vision. But I wouldn't see you as 31. I wouldn't see you as 31.
What age would you say?
27.
Now that I'm blonde.
Yeah, now that you're blonde, 27.
It takes the years off.
I think you'll be 27.
It burns your head.
So talk me through the process. What happened?
What do you mean talk you through the process? What, you've never had it done before?
I haven't had it done.
And just naturally. This,
yeah.
Well, they put peroxide on your hair.
Yeah.
I had to have it done twice because my hair's quite dark.
Really?
And the second time, it burnt. Do you reckon it's bad for your head?
I don't know if it's bad for your head. I think that it's not the best thing. But people say it's bad for your hair or bad for your scalp, it makes your hair fall. I don't think that's true.
Mm.
So I don't really know.
I mean, yours is looking fantastic. You're wearing your hat again today.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find this one as well. Okay, here we go. So also, I've got... I want to talk about the fact that you wanted to set up a club with me.
What?
Yeah. Do you not remember this? Mitt sent me a message the other day. So you obviously... You've dyed your hair blonde. He had Halloween, and then you sent me a message, and you said, "I think we should go." You sent me a message saying, "Have you ever gone running on a running track?"
Oh yeah, I wanted to go sprinting with you.
Yeah, you wanted to go.
Yeah, I don't want to start a club.
Well, you do. You want to go sprinting on the running track with me?
Don't act like this is a weird thing. Like
that I like the idea.
Yeah, I never do. I never propose things. You're always the one that's like, "Oh, let's try out this new."
Yeah.
Climbing thing, or why don't we go and get our arseholes bleached?
I don't get the whole arsehole bleaching thing.
I don't get the whole asshole. You get half of it.
Is it because can I just understand, so with your bumhole being bleached, so it doesn't have that sort of grey brown tinge?
Grey.
It looks a bit grey, doesn't it?
The grey.
Okay.
Oh. Gandalf the grey.
It's got Gandalf looking after you.
What, with a long white beard? That's fucking horrible.
The all-seeing eye. Ah.
Oh, God. Oh, they're still you know, doing those.
But there's lots of things you can do. You know,
building works on my flat.
You can't go on a tangent yet. Quickly, just hold on a second. Tangent. You know, there are lots of things. So people do anal bleaching, but they also do. You can get this thing, which is like, I think it's a butt plug, but it's also, it looks like a horse's tail. So you can use that.
Does it make you levitate?
Anyway, you want to start the sprinting club?
Oh, I've seen those. Yeah. Oh, should we sprint with horses, tail, butt plugs? We'd look like we could be prize horses. You could place bets at the beginning. Coming up on the inside.
So you want to start the sprint?
I don't know where it came from. I just thought it'd be quite fun to... Because I used to, when I was a younger man, I used to sprint. I used to sprint.
It's good exercise. That's for sure. It's very good exercise.
Yeah, we need a bit of that. I mean... You're 33 now, so...
The other thing that I saw recently is Elon Musk. So it was tweeted out to Elon Musk saying to solve world hunger would cost £6 billion.
Well, no, he didn't say that.
So, no, someone said it to him.
I think the UN or something said, and then he said, all right, if you prove it...
He said, if you prove it, it'll be open accounting, I will donate from Tesla... $6 billion to solve world hunger.
It kind of pissed me off a little bit because he's not going to do it, is he? He's like, because he
knows. Well, it's also not going to solve world hunger, is it?
Well, he should still. I just don't understand why these billionaires don't donate, like, you know, huge portions of their wealth to sort. Because what happens is if they do that, then it destabilizes the system and then they don't make as much money.
But also,
like you should, you know, with all your.
But it's also not as easy as that.
Billions.
So the businesses also, even though they're making loads of money, they're not making profit, that much profit, I wouldn't think. So you can't just donate all the money because then it's just cutting away your.
Not donate all of it, but a little bit of it. He made $35 billion, didn't he, in one day?
Well, with all these things.
Well, it depends, Richard. No. Are you looking at the fiscal year?
No, I'm not looking at the fiscal. No, but if his share prices probably went up, right? He personally didn't make that. He doesn't have it in his account.
He could probably donate some money.
He could definitely.
I reckon out of like some people, he's probably best off to do it.
He can definitely
but
donate.
I don't get why they don't. It would be such a nice thing to do.
But I think they do donate a lot of money. Right, hello, Private Parlors. Welcome to a bonus episode of Private Parts. We got a couple of scary stories. I know Halloween, yes, okay, whatever. Halloween was a while ago, but it doesn't matter. We got some messages from you guys and we want to read them. So, Alex Mitten, I'm going to read them to you. Are you ready for this?
In your lovely
Also, stick around, voice. By the way, guys, because we have a big, big surprise at the end of this episode.
Oh, we got some great stuff.
We got some great stuff.
For Jamie's birthday.
Yeah, we got some great stuff. Okay, we got one from Olivia Grimmer. Who says, hey guys, intrigued by your request for scary stories. Have been listening to your podcast for ages now and thought you might actually find this story interesting. Just hope that you don't think I'm crazy for the story, but I'm sure once you've read it, you'll agree that this is pretty bloody weird. So when I was a teenager, I used to go and stay at my dad's house on weekends. His house is the one I was raised in. I remember being really scared to ever be alone in one room or even go upstairs on my own. I boiled it down to just being a scared kid and didn't much think of it much. But one weekend, when I was at my dad's, things in the house felt really odd. I don't know how to describe it, but I felt like I was being watched. Gone into bed and just as I pulled the sheet to tuck in for the night, I see this silhouette of a man at the end of my bed. Terrifying. It was just a black silhouette of a person positioned standing over the bed and facing me. And I knew it wasn't my eyes playing tricks on me because I hadn't turned the bedside light out yet. I screamed and ran to my dad's room and told him what had just happened. And he told me that he'd seen it before in his room and thought it was just an hallucination. After that, my dad told me that other things had happened in the house, like the sound of screaming coming from my old room. A woman dressed in grey rags appeared in his bedroom at night and things being moved and doors opening. My dad also has secretly set up cameras now in the rooms to respond to motion. Often while he's away, he gets notifications saying motion has been detected. He checks the recordings and sees this little orb thing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say maybe it's sleep paralysis, but me and my dad have only the experiences in this house. I spoke to my mum about it, and she also confessed that when she lived there, she felt like she was being watched at night, but never said anything. That happened when I was 16. I'm 25 now, and I've barely slept a night there since. The house is getting fucking sold when it's passed on to me. Ain't nobody got time for that. Thanks, Olivia.
I mean, why do these people stay in that? I'd move out.
I don't know. Would you move out?
I saw a meme the other day. It was like... It was like a family like running into their new home, and it was like the obviously from the state agent being like, everyone that's ever lived here has died immediately or something. The family like, ooh, let's move in.
This happened at my so the house that I grew up in.
Which one?
The house in the countryside that I grew up in.
Okay.
The one with the tennis court, remember I told you about?
Yeah.
Anyway, we grew up in the countryside, and it was built on a fault line. Like, this is no what it was built on a fault line.
Sorry.
Yeah. What?
Right, okay.
It was built on a fault line.
This is the beginning of like a Stephen King novel.
Yeah. And then we bought a hotel. And it had already weird. No, it was built on a fault line. Every single person had become ill in the house. And my mum became really ill in the house. We had blood. She had a blood disorder when she lived in the house. And then when she left, it went. That's weird, isn't it? Okay, anyway, got another scary story from Joe Gilson. Scary story. Hi, guys. When I was in primary school, there was an annual disco that the whole school went to, hosted in the assembly hall. I went along with my best friend at the time. We just hung around making jokes as usual. It's worth mentioning I went to a very old Catholic school. Anyway, as me and my buddy were standing over by the main doors, we were locked to stop kids roaming around the school. Something must have caught both of our eyes through the glass doors, and we both looked at the same time. Through the glass, I saw a small boy wearing a small fabric hat and what looked like old-fashioned pajamas. Quickly, I'd be like, what the fuck is that boy doing there? Like, what are you doing, you freak? And I love all the thing. He's wearing a small fabric hat.
As in the club?
Yeah. Full fabric hat. Quite stereotypical. The boy was dressed just all in white and had some sort of glow around him. Me and my friend immediately turned to each other. I'll never forget the look on his face, as if he'd seen a ghost. Every few years, I send a message to see if he still remembers it, and say the same as me. He always confirms, and we usually go on to talk about how weird that school was, thinking back. Hope you're well. Thanks, Joe.
You're the type of guy that would, like, kick your friend into the ghost if they were coming towards you.
100%.
Take him.
Yeah, 100%. Honestly, I can be anxious at times.
You got a lot.
It means I'm alert. If something went off, you would be like, what the hell's going on? And you would turn, I'd be out the door. You wouldn't see me. I'd be away. I'm always ready for an attack.
That's trying to justify.
I'd reason
with the ghost. Right, look, let's sit down. Let's talk about.
Let's sit down and have a drink.
Negotiate here.
Negotiate what? What are you going to negotiate with a ghost?
Like the terms of the
conditions.
Deal. Yeah, I don't want to.
Well, what's the deal you're making with a ghost?
He can say boo a couple of times and then he can go home. rather than trying to, like, murder us.
So. You would like a ghost to haunt? Would you rather a ghost haunts you for the rest of your life?
Oh, smell your breath every morning.
Ghost haunts you for the rest of your life, or you die when you see the ghost?
What?
I don't know.
I guess
being haunted for the rest of your life.
How bad is the haunting?
Oh, terrible, frightening, awful.
Really?
Yeah, like, just what? Terrible.
Like he goes, woo.
Yeah, it's just horrendous. Anyway,
as you're leaving the house, he goes, you look stupid today.
So it's just
those shoes.
It's just
those shoes do not match.
It's just a ghost that
disses your fashion every morning as you leave. Fuck's sake!
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen. We have because it's my birthday and this is our bonus episode. We have a little surprise for you.
I'm actually quite nervous about this.
By the way, if you haven't signed up to our Patreon page, please do. It's cheap, it's fun, you get extra content, bonus episodes, access to our mental health podcast, which I host with Josh Roberts, voicemail, loads of different things. Please, please, please go and sign up. You won't regret it. Join the community. It is amazing. Click the link in our link tree on our Instagram page. Patreon. It's delightful.
And ad-free listening.
What? Ad-free?
Yeah, that's right. Ad-free, baby.
Come on, right, guys, do it. Jamie wants to move to Barnes and
the house prices are skyrocketing over there.
It's cheap. It's like the cost of a pint. That's what, to what, join Patreon.
What, buying a house for you?
Have you?
Is that the equivalent? No.
Okay.
It's like buying a pint for me.
Okay, here we go, guys. So what we're going to do today is, I'm going to direct this to camera as well. Your, no, we're doing this one first.
We're
doing this
one. Yes. Doing that first.
Oh, get Jamie, it's my birthday.
It's your birthday, so we're going
to
do a shot.
No,
we're,
I get
in celebration for your birthday, we're going
to
do a shot.
Yes, but we're
going to... Of the world's hottest rum.
No, we're going to do... We're going to eat hottest...
I don't think we'll be able to do it after.
Yes, we will.
We won't.
Stop being pathetic.
I know for a fact we won't.
This is my birthday present. Let's try this and then we'll do that.
We won't be able to do both.
Yes, we will. We're going to try the world's hottest. It's a rummy bear. Adult. These are the worst. These are worse things than death. That's what it says on the front. Okay. Warning. Extremely hot product will cause pain and suffering. Okay. I state your full name to the camera. Over 18 years of age understood the hot sauce. In summary, I accept that the legal fire their suppliers and manufacturers will have under... Okay, so it's pretty hot, this thing.
I don't want to
okay,
do that
Okay, here
one.
We go. We're going to
no,
go.
Let's do this one.
No, we're going in. Here we go.
Let's do the rum.
We're going in. Okay.
The shot of rum sounds so much
oh
nicer
Oh, my God,
that.
That's intense. Okay, so...
I don't want to do it.
This is it. The world's hottest gummy bear. Jesus.
I actually don't feel great either, so I'm worried I might project
Oh, over. My Lord. Okay, here we go. Ready? Don't touch your eyes, Mitt. Oh. Okay, Mitt, go on, get your hand in there and get one of those out and chuck it in your gob.
No.
Come on, big guy. Party time, baby. You're going to find it all right. Here we go.
Are you doing it?
I'm doing it as well. You get two out for us.
Why don't you do a shot?
Okay, I'll do a shot and you
no,
do
No, actually, no, because now...
Okay, just you do it one at a time. So you go first.
You're just not going to do it.
I am going to do like. It. Of course I'm going to do it. I just want to see... Oh, yeah, chuck it in. Go on. I'm going to get... It's what? All right. It's just a reaper. Get it in your mouth. This is great. Okay, here we go. One, two,
wait,
three.
Can I just read the back again quickly?
It's not, it's fine, I bought it.
Can I just
it.
Read it again, what the T's and C's?
There's
to,
no T's and C's.
You have to look at the camera and
there's
state
there's an allergy
that,
warning, there's
state
peanuts
that you're over 18 and that you, if you die, they're not catching.
Just chuck it in, go. Got a world's hottest gummy bear. Here we go, Alex Millen, throw it in. Yeah, go on, big guy. How hot is it?
Oh my God.
Is it so hot?
Oh my God, immediately. You know if it hits that quick, it's going to be bad. It's starting to develop. Do you know what? I think I might have got away with it.
No, you didn't.
It's not exploding as much
what
as I thought.
What the hell? Well, I'll do it then. Are you serious? That's
okay,
here we go. I'm going to try it.
Oh, no. It's, it's getting in the back of my throat a little bit.
Whoa. Oh, my God, that's hot.
Why are you suffering so much?
Okay, all right.
It's burning my esophagus.
This is actually roasting my mouth.
It's actually quite horrible.
Okay, let's do that shot, okay. Okay, so okay, we just tried
so
that.
This is the Reaper Chili Rum.
That is actually roasting.
From my friends at Pirate's Grog.
Okay, rum. so now we've just done the gummy bear.
Wait, so we've got to read
God,
this.
God, my head feels a bit numb.
It's my esophagus is on fire. So look,
that is vile. Okay, you're
so we've got a shot glass here, and there's a little card with it that says what's in there. There's the Carolina Reaper,
okay. The
Naga Ghost Chili, and a Trinidad Scorpion. All of which sound lovely. And then,
okay. Depending
on what you are, whether you're a noob, a baller, or a gangster.
Yeah,
you're probably a gangster, aren't you?
Yeah.
If you're a gangster, you fill the shot glass
okay,
to the top.
Okay, so let's do it. Here we go. So this is the world's hottest rum. Mitt's going to go for it first.
No, we're good in cheers and do it at the same time.
Okay, ready?
Come on, birthday boy.
Yeah, I don't want to do more. I don't want to do more.
Too old for it now. Come on.
Oh, God.
Stay young.
Okay, all right. All right, here we go. Okay, we're just doing the world's hottest rum. This is great for a podcast, but you can check this on socials. Here we go, the world's hottest rum.
The Chili Reaper Rum.
Here we go. Cheers, everyone.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Wait. Cheers, everybody. Thank you very much. Oh, no.
Oh, God. That's it. That's proper.
Oh, no. Can't breathe.
Oh, no.
Oh,
God. I'm swallowing my own tongue. Oh, fuck. Shit.
Sit down.
Oh, my God.
Sit down.
Oh, my God.
That's the worst thing I've ever done. Mitt! Oh no!
I think I'm gonna throw up.
Stay!
I don't know what to do.
Oh my god!
I don't know what to do. Make it stop. Fuck.
Oh my god! I'm gonna throw up. I'm gonna throw up. Oh, in fact, that's the worst thing I've ever done.
I need to like meditate or something. Fucking hell.
A few moments later.
Guys. Oh my god, to all you private parties, sorry, we just had to take a time out there. That was one of the worst things. It's one of the worst things I've ever done in my life.
You want another shot?
Fuck. I honestly, that was horrendous. That was actually really bad.
I feel...
Jack, our videographer, is still struggling.
Yeah. Help me. I now feel like post-coitus. I feel like I've just had sex or something. I feel so drained now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm knackered.
Yeah.
That is fucking...
Just wipe me out.
I was trying my best. At one point, I was like, I was going to start meditating. I was like freaking out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You were exploding.
Like, I didn't. I was really... But I thought I'd go to hospital at one point. Because it wouldn't stop.
Jay was literally screaming. But it was... I have to go to hospital.
But it wasn't stopping. It wasn't stopping. It was just getting worse and worse. That was horrendous.
Yeah, that was...
I didn't realise it was going to be that bad. I didn't think it could be that bad. That was bad. Now, hey, listen, Private Partners, thank you so much for a bonus episode for tuning in. Coming and talk. If you would like to send us any little stories, we'd love to hear from you. Any funny stories of drinking something that was not good, any funny stories about hot chilies, eating something hot, send us some ideas of what to try and eat next. We'll go and give it a go. Why not? Send it to contact@privatepartspodcast.com, slide into our DMs, or connect us on Linktree. Oh my god.
Yeah, don't do hot stuff, dude. Do like the world's most delicious hot dog or something.
All right, everybody, we'll see you on Friday for another episode. See you then. Bye bye.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are...
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.